Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord, where every week we talk about the astrology and energies of right now, what's happening, what's going on, and how it can support you on your journey. Because no matter what, we are all in this together, right? It's like, okay, you don't have to figure it all out on your own. There are some things here that can help you, and I hope that astrology is one of them. And that this show is one of them. This is actually going to be take two of this episode. For some reason, my earlier broadcast didn't go through, and we are doing it again. So thank you for following along and making sure that, you know, even when there's a slight technical issue, you don't give up on me. Today's show, we're going to really talk about Jupiter moving into Scorpio. This is a big deal because every time an outer planet changes signs, there is something in the collective that shifts. And Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system. Scorpio is the most mysterious. It is our under the cover layers. It's what we hide and keep private. It's our inner realms. It's mystery and mystical. It is our shadow selves. It is what is happening in our subconscious. It's where we go deeper into our feelings and our emotions. It's the parts of us that we're continually exploring by going deeper. The inner realms, the inner caves, the parts of our being that we have yet to meet. And then when we do meet these parts of ourselves, we own them. And we understand it's part of your power. It's part of your wisdom. It's part of your truth. And so Scorpio really takes us into these deeper places in ourselves. And with Jupiter here, it expands it. Jupiter is going to really expand how we work with our power, how we look at our own transformation, what we need to see in ourselves in order to be wiser about our needs. Now, this transit of Jupiter moving into Scorpio is happening for the first time since 2005. So think back, 2005, 12 years ago, whatever was highlighted in your area, whatever was expanding, that's where Jupiter is touching on again in your natal chart. So Jupiter takes 12 years to go through the full zodiac, and he's coming into this part of your chart where your Scorpio planets are and your Scorpio houses. So what he's going to do, Jupiter is going to ask you to be truthful, because Jupiter seeks truth. And Jupiter is going to ask you to be truthful about your power, your feelings, your inner nature, your inner self. Jupiter is asking you to really say, okay, this is what has meaning to me. This is where I have to go to get my answers and to feel powerful, to own what I didn't realize before. So the Scorpio energy is so fascinating because of all the different layers it really digs into. Now, Scorpio is all about what we share with other people, how we merge with other people. We share their resources, or we share their opinions, or we share their values, or we share their thoughts. Take, for example, marriage. Scorpio is marriage. It's two people coming together to create a third entity and merging their resources, their values, what they want together. And so in order to do that, Scorpio also means you have to leave something behind. Scorpio is a sign of letting go. And what you must release in order to transcend to that next place, that next level. Now, what's very cool about the zodiac is the cycle, right? The full cycle. And we just moved from Jupiter in Libra, which is about the people we work with, the people we share, cooperate, negotiate, the people who we do the give and receive dance, relationships, businesses. It's also the people we don't get along with. It's known for open enemies. It's known for those you disagree with. You can't find common ground. Libra is where we project onto others. And this is important to understand because the sun is in Libra, Mercury is in Libra, Venus is going to go into Libra on the 15th, Mars is going to go into Libra on the 23rd. So we're currently in this Libra energy quite strongly. And the Libra energy is saying that we have to be objective, we need to have conversations, we need to look at what our values are with other people and how do we relate to them and can we hear their side of the story, their side of their view. Can we hear that objectively? With Libra energy, we can also be stuck in comparison because Libras will make the list, pros and cons, this and that. It can be very indecisive because Libra goes back and forth and can't make a decision. And also it's the sign of projecting onto others, of saying, it's not me, it's you. You're the problem. So Libra, what it does ultimately is a mirror of our relationships. And it's how we interact with people in our relationships. And so whenever a sign moves from Libra into Scorpio, we go deeper. We go deeper in those relationships, or we cut them off, we end them. Or maybe we just keep it in that Libra realm of business, socializing, you know, just the people you know, the people you work with, but you're not married to them. You're not going deeper with them. And by going deeper, I mean you're getting to the heart of who they are under the surface. Because that's what Scorpio requires us to do, is to go deeper in, not only in ourselves, but in with another person. It's intimacy. It's sexuality. It's your inner programming, your deepest feelings, the parts of yourself that maybe you keep private or hidden, and yet certain relationships require you to open up, right? That's what Scorpio is. Scorpio is that part of us where we know there's so much more to understand, explore, and come to terms with, to see honestly. When we go into Scorpio, we're really going into more of our inner workings so that we can be working with other people in a more honest and more powerful place. So Jupiter comes in and says, okay, well, great. We're at this point. Let's go big with this stuff. Jupiter wants to go big and says, all right, great. Is this how you really feel? Is this what you're really passionate about? Then I'm going to give you some opportunities to follow your passion. I'm going to give you opportunities to have conviction, to be ambitious, to be focused, to really be in charge of your money. Because Scorpio is about money and finances. It's about the finances that we share with other people. It is not the finances that we own outright. It's usually your investments, which you share with a bank, right, or a financial company. It's your credit card bill or statement. It's your mortgage. It's your taxes, your mutual funds. Mutual funds is complete Scorpio energy right there because it's the mutuality of money. So Scorpio energy brings in what you share with people financially and how it benefits both of you, ideally. So this this transit is so important because we need to keep an eye on our money and how we invest and how we are responsible with other people's money, but also other people's energies. Scorpio can be an amazing energy worker and healer because of the ability to go deep, to be that mystical alchemist. And when it comes from a well-intentioned place, it can be incredibly powerful. When it does not, it can be really dark. It can be very dark energy when it isn't from that well-intentioned place. It can be evil and bitchy and mean. So we're really entering some, I would say, deeper territory here within our own energy fields, within our own awareness and consciousness of, I'm going to be gifted with the opportunity to know and understand more of myself. And because of that, I have to be very aware of my intentions, of my energy, of my choices. All of that comes up, and it all is going to show up for you depending on where this is in your chart. So with Scorpio energy, we have to really be clear about our intentions, about what our true feelings are under the surface, and to be completely honest with ourselves. And that can be a private honesty. You don't have to share that with everyone else, but it's also a recognition of your own shadow, your own fears, the parts of you that you finally can see. And this is a great thing, too, because this is where you step into your power. This is where you really step into more of who you are and how you're here to heal it, move through it, own it, and be powerful. And I feel like that's really what's going to be happening over the next 13 months as Jupiter amplifies this energy. Secrets will be revealed. Things will happen that are meant to be for the highest and best good, ultimately, because Jupiter is a benefic, which means it brings good things, and it helps us grow. And that's ultimately the intention of any of wherever Jupiter transit is. It helps us grow. So look in your natal astrology chart for where Jupiter will be transiting, and you can always check out an astrology chart, your astrology chart specifically, on astro.com. Astro.com, that's where you type in your birth data, your birth information, and it will show you your natal astrology chart. It'll also show you personal daily horoscopes and short report forecasts and lots of cool things. It's a great website for furthering your exploration and study of astrology. Again, that's astro.com. So that's really the biggest news in the sky here, is that Jupiter shifting into Scorpio, where he will stay until November 2018. He's going to actually be moving pretty fast as he moves through Scorpio. I believe he's going to be moving to, let me get you a degree, he moves all the way to 23 degrees of Scorpio before he goes retrograde in March. So it's a pretty, what is that, 6 months, 5 months, where the Jupiter energy in Scorpio is moving strong, and it's going to stir stuff up, it's going to dig stuff up, and then when it goes retrograde, we review it, and then it'll go forward again, and we get some new understanding. But from now until March, wherever this energy is for you, it's going to be picking up. You're going to feel it. You're going to have that sense of, I'm really understanding more about my own energy and who I am at a core level. So And if you are a Scorpio, if your sun is in Scorpio, you're going to, I think, usually you benefit beautifully when Jupiter is in your natal sun sign. If you have planets in Scorpio, also you benefit when Jupiter comes through, because Jupiter brings in the good stuff to expand. However, it can also bring in the overabundance, as I like to call it, the too much, the, oh my goodness, I can't handle all this. It can bring in a lot. So it could be that some people have to do a lot of transformative work all at once. So we'll keep touching on this. We'll keep touching on the Jupiter in Scorpio, especially as we see it play out in the public eye or in the masses, because we're already, I think we're going to see a lot of secrets being revealed, a lot of stuff that's undercover come out. I think we're also going to see more people interested in mystical studies, in the healing work, energy work, below the surface. Even astrology is in there. Also, anything that has to deal with the paranormal or the dead, people working with death, even anything with letting go. Because Scorpio is where we let go. And the other side of the spectrum is Taurus, which is where we gather and collect what we own, what we possess. So it's going to be really interesting here, especially on this upcoming full moon in November, where we'll look at that balance point between the letting go and the bringing in. So we have that big development this week, and then we also have our lovely lady Venus is going to be moving into Libra. And she is going to love that. She's going to finally be in her own territory, her own sign. She's going to feel pretty again. Venus in Virgo has been working, and she's had her nose to the desk, and she's been focused on her tasks. Get this done, improve this, organize this, take care of this. And so she's really had to focus in on her tasks, her daily tasks. But when Venus moves into Libra, on October 15th, she's going to feel pretty, and she's going to want to get her hair done and get her nails done and go to the spa and have a massage and buy some new clothes. Venus moving into Libra is an activation of more feminine energies, and it's from a place of valuing the feminine energy, appreciating it, listening to it, hearing it. It's from a place of understanding that we all need people in our lives and relationships that honor us, respect us, where we feel there's reciprocity. And that's what Venus in Libra does. And she likes to converse and socialize. She wants to go out and enjoy a nice happy hour. She wants to be with people that she really likes. And so if you've been feeling the relationship tension about perhaps it's even hard to put your finger on it, but if you've been feeling that that sense of, I feel it as a tightness, maybe a tightness around some relationships, or a sense of you don't have time for them. You've been working, you've been busy, preoccupied, other stuff going on. Beginning October 15th, Venus in Libra is going to remind you that you need other people. Now, the sun is already in Libra, and Mercury is already in Libra, so this energy is already active, but it could feel like a part of you has been holding back, and that's because Libra is ruled by Venus, and Venus has been in Virgo. So she's been working. It's like, even with the sun and Mercury talking and interacting, she's been sitting at her desk trying to get things done or doing stuff around the house and looking at her weight loss or looking at her exercise habits or looking at her diet, you know. That's what Venus and Virgo does. It focuses on the healthy patterns and what needs to improve. So there's going to be a shift. And we're going to have more planets in Libra for a short amount of time that kind of just lightens things up. I feel it as a lightening. I feel it as a sense of, okay, remember to balance what I'm doing with what I enjoy doing. So that starts in the middle of this month. We are still in the after effects of that full moon in Aries. And so between now and the new moon on October 19th, we're in a finishing up phase, a quieter phase, kind of a slowing down phase, working behind the scenes, getting stuff done, moving it along. And then the new moon on October 19th is at 26 degrees of Libra, and it's going to be opposing Uranus. This is going to show you where you can't compromise, where you're just, nope. Especially if there's a point in your chart at 26 or 27 degrees where you've overextended yourself, where you've given too much, where you have to come back to reevaluate, is this in balance within me first? And then you can assess if it's in balance externally. So even though Libra energy is so much about the other people, it does make sure that you internally are balanced within yourself. So I'll talk more about that new moon next week. The other thing I want to touch on here, and I've talked about this for the past few weeks, is the energy of Saturn moving into Capricorn this December, December 20th, which is about the same time that the Sun moves into Capricorn. We're going to have Venus in Capricorn. And this is a serious energy. And I think that's why I'm being drawn to it repeatedly. Because I want to give you a heads up that there's something about Saturn moving into Capricorn, where we collectively get real about our responsibilities, what we need to take care of, our discipline, what matters for the long term. It's like, where are we really focusing our work, and how is that working? How is that paying off? Saturn in Capricorn, I mentioned last week, is the school principal walking down the hall saying, get to class. Did you do your homework? Do you have to go to detention? Are you late? Where is so-and-so? It's a taskmaster. It's making sure everything is in its place and everybody's doing their job. And how responsible are you being with these parts of your life? Saturn in Capricorn is about maturity. It's about being really truly being an adult, right? And taking responsibility, even for the things that didn't work out, even for the things that were hard, even for the things that were, you know, you look back and you're like, oh, wow, I messed up. Or, oh, I did not handle that well. Or, oh, man, I wish I could, you know, take care of that or handle it in a different way. And then you might feel that you need to take care of something in a different way. Or at least going forward, you learn the lessons and you're going to handle it differently in a more adult fashion, in a more mature way. It's that kind of energy. It's not frivolous. It doesn't joke around. It doesn't play around. It's very serious. So there's something about the end of December that brings in a very serious energy that could even feel somber, melancholy. It could feel a sense of, you know, you've got something that you really need to take care of because you're really responsible for it. Look in your chart at where Capricorn energy begins, because this is where you are actually being called to have a stronger structure. Now, Capricorn is about structures in our lives. And it's also about our bones, our teeth, our spine, our physical structures, and how we care for those, you know, with calcium and exercise and good health. And I feel this energy bringing in a sense of, this is what's important to me for the long haul, and I'm going to commit to it. So I want to give you a heads up about that, because it's really going to set the tone for 2018, which is only a few months away, and that's just crazy to say. Can't believe it. So the energy is going to change, and you're really going to have a sense of what you're responsible for, what has most meaning to you, and why. You know, it's family responsibilities, it's business responsibilities, it's looking at your long-term roadmap, and it's also looking at how far you've come, because the other thing about Capricorn is that it is about reward, recognition, achievement, promotions. It's about you've earned this. You've earned this. So good for you, and here's your payoff. Here's what you get for putting in the time and effort. It's a sense of it was worth something, because Capricorn will climb the mountain to get to where it wants to go. So I really want to put that on your roadmap. It actually relates to this energy of Jupiter in Scorpio. I'm just beginning. Because Jupiter in Scorpio and Saturn in Capricorn play well together. They support each other. They interact well. And it's so great to see that, because we've also had that experience this year with Jupiter, when Jupiter was in Libra and with Saturn in Sagittarius. They also played well together. So it continues on this theme of, you know, what you are learning and understanding through Jupiter. Saturn is providing you with the focus and the ability to structure it so it can have purpose. This doesn't always happen. So when planets are interacting like this and they're supporting each other, wow, that's really something to make the most of. So it's important for 2018, and that's why I wanted to share it with you now. Next week, I'll talk more about the new moon in Libra, and also where we're at with the sun moving into Scorpio soon, as well as how October, I feel like October actually is a little bit more settled than September was. I hope it's showing up for you in that way too. It's felt a little bit more steady in some ways. And I think that we've kind of had most of the big hits of the transits of 2017. Now we do have a third and final connection point with Saturn in Sagittarius squaring Chiron in Pisces. And I'll talk about that next week. So that is still coming. But we don't have a lot. We don't have any more eclipses, for example. Actually, the eclipses are in January and February, and we have 5 eclipses in 2018. So awesome. It's going to be an exciting time. But we're kind of in this period here of shuffle, 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 reassess what's important to me, what do I want to do, and make sure that your duckies are in a row so that you can keep going, knowing that we are always supported with our next steps. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you every week, as always, and I'll see you back here next Wednesday for another live broadcast. In the meantime, have a beautiful week ahead, and I will see you online. Take good care. Bye-bye.